Any senior is busy this time of the year. Actually, if you're a high school senior, you're really busy. While graduation is in May, planning for that big day is already underway, not to mention fit in a full day of classes at school. And if you have extracurricular activities, that just adds to the craziness. Knoxville football player Connor Willis is living that life. The Panther senior is putting in a full day of school, cheering on his schoolmates in the volleyball squad and leading some of the cheers in the Panther pit, heading out to practice, and this week, for the final time, as a Knoxville Panther in football, at least. Connor also has been busy playing multiple positions for the Panthers. He's been a wide receiver, catching touchdown patches.
Kiefer takes a snap. He looks to throw again. He will throw towards the end zone. Wide open, Connor Willis, touchdown!
He's also caught passes from the opposing team.
Here's Cooley rolling out to the near side, looking to throw. He does, and it is picked off! Connor Willis right there at midfield, near side. He stepped in front of Brock Watson and said, "Give me that, it's mine." Knoxville does exactly what we wanted to.
He's also been pressed into field goal kicking duty when teammate Max Magana was injured.
Puts a foot into it, and it is up, and it is good. So Connor Willis gives Knoxville 3.
While being so busy, it has not left Connor's mind that tonight is the last time he suits up in the Knoxville football uniform, does the Panther walk, and wears the all-black uniform.
There's going to be a lot of things I'm going to miss about it. I mean, obviously getting to come out here every day and practice with guys that I wouldn't take for anything else. I mean, I love these kids. There's not much of a better group out there, really.
Head coach Matt Duncan is thankful that Connor Willis is wearing black and gold. He adds Connor does a nice job of balancing when to be vocal and letting his actions speak for themselves.
He's just a great kid. It's hard to have a conversation with him without smiling and being in a good mood. It just seems like he's always so upbeat and positive, and that's just infectious to the rest of the team. And then as far as being a leader, he does a nice job of leading by example, and then when he needs to be vocal, he does a nice job there as well. So he's definitely a great kid, a great person to have on our team, and I'm thankful to be able to coach him.
While Connor wishes that Knoxville and Harlan tonight was a play-in game instead of Knoxville trying for its third win of the season, he sees improvement and knows he is part of the foundation of what hopes in time to be a program that makes the postseason and challenges for district championships.
Yes, Coach Duncan talked to us about it this year and even in the offseason. I mean, we definitely weren't expecting to come out with 2, possibly 3 wins at the end of the year. And I mean, you look into some of those wins, and I mean, we lost our first 2 by 1 point, 2 of them by 3. So I mean, we're right there with a lot of teams. I mean, we are just some of those little things we just have to get put together and finish through.
Remember that ACEU feature from earlier in the season? Connor Willis is one of the seniors on Duncan's leadership group and has grown into one of the most respected players on and off the field.
It's good to see him taking part in that stuff outside of our actual sports, and that comes through with how he's a leader and how the guys respect him and how they look up to him.
Now, I asked a couple of his teammates that if they had any good Connor Willis stories. However, quarterback Brennan Woolsey told me, Connor is a very dependable receiver and someone that everyone looks up to.
Yeah, it's really nice to have him because he's definitely a big target, easy to hit. He's always open. I mean, whenever I need someone to be open, he's there. There's a lot of people I can look up to and need something. They're there always, and it's nice to have the older kids to always there to help you and be there.
Max Magana came into the season as a punter and kicker for the Panthers, but after a leg injury limited his ability to do both, Connor Willis stepped in. While it was a disappointment for Max to watch someone else do his job, he is grateful for Connor stepping into that role and not missing a beat.
I'm grateful for it because, I mean, for our team to still have a consistent kicker, a punter, for like being able to switch sides of the fields in like close games that we had, I mean, it was good. Just puts us in good positions and good ways to win. I've learned a lot, gained a lot from them, and yeah, they are great people. They're all leaders to me. Like even Jake Heller, he's hurt, but he's still a leader. He's a goofball at times, but I mean, that's just his personality, in which I enjoy and love, like every single one of these guys.
I also forgot to mention, Connor also has a passion for soccer.
Messi! Could it have been any other way? Magnificent!
Okay, I'm not saying Connor Willis is Lionel Messi, but Messi is Connor's favorite soccer player, and he has a passion for the beautiful game, as they call it. Connor says soccer experience came in handy when he was pressed into kicking duty this fall.
I mean, there's things that come hand in hand. I mean, obviously, when Max first got hurt, I mean, I was doing all the kicking pretty much. Like, I was the kicker, and so that obviously, basically playing soccer my whole life, I mean, that's helped me. I haven't practiced kicking really at all until just this year for football, and so I think playing soccer has been a big role in helping me with that.
Coach Duncan says he enjoys seeing Connor play other sports and be that leader on and off the playing field.
And we talk to our guys a lot that we want to see them participating in a lot of stuff and staying busy year-round. So seeing him play basketball and how passionate he is about soccer and all the time he spends there, it's good to see that leadership stuff come through. And it's kind of the same thing when I see him at those other sports or even just in the building or out in the community. He's always got a smile on his face, and the kid's just always happy and upbeat, and it's just nice to have those types of kids around.
So tonight, when Connor Willis puts on that football uniform one final time, makes that one final Panther walk, and plays his final home game and football game of his high school career, he'll have lifelong memories knowing that he hopes in a few years, when he comes back for a game or maybe even homecoming, the foundation he helped build these past few seasons will have grown into a full-scale program that he can be proud of. For Football Friday Nights on KNIA KRLS, I'm Derek Cardwell.